All right, we got stories to tell. And first up in tonight's stories is Nerdalogs member Mary Beth Smith.
According to my roommate's book on the Enneagram, I am a helper. I am a 2 out of 9 numbered personality types that are determined by a series of questions in a test much like the more popular personality test, the Myers-Briggs. I think in an alternate universe, I might be a personality scientist because this stuff really fascinates me. I often try to assess other people's levels of self-awareness to discern if they have a sense of their own personalities. Just a fun thing that I do. Sometimes I use that helper 2 to define me. Feeling like I've let someone down makes me feel worse than almost anything else. I don't like when people feel like they can't or didn't ask me for help. I don't like the guilt and anxiety I feel when I can't help. I don't even really like when people help me because for some stupid, stubborn reason, I pride myself on being self-sufficient, despite how much I pore over helping others. To me, this helpfulness can mean doing someone a simple favor, loaning a jacket when it's chilly or raining, or some cash when a bar doesn't take credit, but I think it can also mean simple social gestures, going to a show I'm not involved in, or a birthday gathering for an acquaintance. I genuinely felt guilty recently for not going to a going away party for someone whom I'd openly spoken ill of in the past. I don't know what this says about me, but I think at least partially to me, it tells me I shouldn't speak ill of anyone. At my worst, I am selfish and angry. That's the unhealthy side of a 2 personality. Needing someone to acknowledge that I'm doing well, being helpful, and showing up for people. If you're listening and you think this number stuff all sounds like horseshit, you may very well be right. But as a counter-argument, or at least a higher level of justification for profiling yourself into one of these numbers, the book actually does an excellent job of outlining ways you can better yourself if you start to see the warning signs of being mentally, emotionally, and interpersonally unhealthy for each one of the numbers. Before I start to sound like some creepy motivational speaker, I'll shift the focus back to my own 2 status. To complicate things a tad, I profile as having a 3 wing to my 2 personality. Bear with me. The type 3 is the achiever. A much more self-centered, needy personality that there are probably more of us out there as performers, focused on one's own success. In the middle of that personality Venn diagram of 2, the helper, and 3, the achiever, lies what the Enneagram calls the host or hostess. Now, setting aside the definition of hostess as having people over at your home and entertaining, which I do enjoy and think I excel at, and aside from playing alt-universe Jane Goodall in the Multiverse versus George Lucas, closing this Friday in this theater at 10 p.m., I can only recall hosting something proper 3 times in my life. In 8th grade, I hosted a patriotic variety show my class performed for our entire school called Stars and Stripes, which I creatively named because it was a bunch of stars who had earned their stripes in a bunch of fields. As a high school senior, I hosted our school's talent show called Coffee House, which I did not name, but it was named for where it was held. Coffee House. For the past 6 months, I've hosted a podcast called MBSing, creatively named as a portmanteau of my initials and the colloquial phrase MBSing. Oh, boy. The Nerdalogs graciously offered to produce a show a couple of months into the process, and it is absolutely still a work in progress. But when I stand back from my weekly podcast, I can see how it fits in my aforementioned personality profile. I'm helping friends and acquaintances both talk about something they truly love and listen to others that they may or may not know personally talk about something they love. To me, it helps people realize why we like what we do and realize that loving something, anything, is important to influence our lives, our art, our relationships with other humans. I can also see how it's fitting for the achiever in me. I've created a concrete thing that's mine, that I schedule and release every week, and that some people listen to every week. Some people I don't even know very well. My parents and closest friends haven't listened to every episode, so my self-deprecating brain tells me that this is because those people get enough of me not to need another hour a week. Is it egotistical that I pride myself on this project? Absolutely! After all, approximately half of the hour-long episode is me telling my own anecdotes and weighing in on the guest subject. But you know what? I love hosting it. I love seeing my own podcast icon in my podcast app next to all my other favorite podcasts, but hat tip to Claire for helping design it. But more than anything, I love what it has done for my relationships with a lot of my guests and listeners. I could rattle off a list of people right now who I've become closer to and worked with creatively as a result of the show. And that makes the work I've put into it absolutely worth it. I cannot wait to continue to be a host and to see what the show becomes. Thanks, guys. I love you and I mean that.
Aww. Mary Beth Smith. I was on Mary Beth's show. She's a really great hostess. I talked about Bruce Springsteen in case you don't get enough of me talking about it here. I've got another hour in the can. I could do five more.